Now, when I say you can do this, I'm afraid you'll call to mind cliches that I hate, the one at the top of the list being the lie that God won't give you more than you can handle. Not true. He will, and He often does. I could have titled this book, You Can't Actually Do This, But God Can If You'll Trust Him With the Journey and Believe All Confidence Is Miraculously From Him, So Get On Board Because He's Better at Everything Already and What You're Doing Without Him Is a Waste of Time and Energy. But that's a little cumbersome. So, before we go any further, before we get to understanding how God has actually already offered us this confidence that we may not think we deserve, we need to face this one thing head on. God will never give you a challenge or a limitation just because He believes you're strong enough to handle it. I've met so many women, and have often been one of them, who've been lectured into the lie that this challenge, this physical limitation, this disease or cancer, this crippling addiction, this loved one who's dying, this wondering how I'll feed my children next week, and on, is a compliment from God. As if it's a job promotion. As if she's done so well with all of life's normal responsibilities that she's now been promoted to carry the heaviest things that come with life's hardest seasons, all because God thinks she can handle it. God doesn't work that way. He's not waiting to see how much we can carry before we are crushed under the weight. My goodness, I'm thankful this is not the God we serve. While you may be facing a situation, a role, or a season right now that has caused you to believe that you can't do it all, you are not left alone in this journey, and the truth is you can do this with the real truths in your pocket. I read some time ago about a woman who begins each day with a simple prayer. God, let me be the answer to someone's prayer today. Guide my path that I will cross theirs. And whatever you put before me today, I promise to do my very best. I love that prayer. I love it so much that I began to claim it too. This idea that God is right with me in all my moments, that He is working with me to make the most of every opportunity. And sometimes it's easy to live from that place. I have awaited God's plan for my days, and sometimes I've been abundantly aware of His direction in moments that can only be divinely planned, inspired, and orchestrated. I have belonged to conversations, moments, and encounters that were wholly destined. In praying these words, I began to await divine adventure, bigger plans, moments I couldn't have created on my own. On some days, He has handed them to me. But some days hold no such moments. Some days, what God places before me is a list of menial tasks, endlessly washing sippy cups, answering, mommy, 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 folding laundry, cutting coupons, planning menus, monitoring timeouts, adjusting attitudes, forcing naps on exhausted children who insist they aren't tired, teaching how to share, and acting as referee to boys who wish to be neither divided nor conquered. Some days, God places before me a call to love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, all on one harried trip to the grocery store. Some days He calls me to be the backstage manager who minds the cues and the curtain with quiet faithfulness, loving others and watching their dreams unfold. I don't know about you, but it's not so easy for me to feel a sense of purpose when there's nothing shiny, sparkly, or even appreciated about the task at all. The lie we can so easily believe is that our small days don't matter, that sure, God might be with us, but that He's not really doing much with us. But girls, hear me on this. We need to stop thinking that if we're not living up to grand expectations on our families, our jobs, our churches, or even ourselves, then we're not good enough. On those days when we think we're doing something small and insignificant, God has something big in mind. Some days, this business of the backstage and the sidelines and the unexpected is exactly where He wants us to be. And we need to have the confidence to step forward and claim who God made us to be, regardless of what fills our days. Dear sister of mine, you were never intended to be walked on, degraded, disrespected, bullied, or belittled. God created Eve because He knew the world needed women. And not just to prepare meals like Betty Crocker, keep houses like Martha Stewart, be celebrity sex kittens in the bedroom, or make babies like machines. We may be good at some of these, and some of us are good at all of these. But it's not all that we are, girls. You were made because you matter,